It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You want some really good gossip, some good celebrity dish?
Always.
So I'm going to give you the story that everybody's reading, and then I'm going to tell you the insider backstory, so that way you'll have more of an insight to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Kourtney Kardashian, I apologize, it's a Kardashian story, but it is, because this is interesting. So Kourtney Kardashian, as everybody knows, was married to Scott Disick. They have a bunch of kids together. They, as far as people know, got divorced, and he's been dating around and she's been dating around. And as of late, she's been seen with and has been on this in this hot and heavy romance with Travis Barker, somebody she's been friends with for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Disick, who's I think he's 38, has been dating 21-year-old Amelia Hamlin. That's Harry Hamlin and Lisa Rinna's daughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the age difference is kind of, I think, I don't know. To me, that's just a little
and
creepy.
She's hot as hell.
Yeah, of course she is.
Yeah.
But it's creepy because it's him. You know, he's like a father of four. I don't know. So who am I to judge? But it's a celebrity thing. So anyway, so they've been dating and it's been, they talked about on the Housewives for a little while because Lisa Rinna is a housewife and she was talking about like, I wish it wasn't Scott Disick. I wish it was Harry Styles. He's in a relationship, honey. But anyway, so the latest thing is that one of Kourtney Kardashian's exes and Scott Disick were on a DM together and they were kind of going back and forth. And it came across like Scott Disick is still interested in Kourtney Kardashian, like still has a thing for her, still is like, you know, has his finger on her pulse. And Amelia Hamlin was wearing a t-shirt that she posted. It says, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" meaning her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the back and forth that's been going on between them. That's what the public is seeing, that Scott seems interested. He and an ex of Kourtney's are DMing, but Scott Disick is in a relationship with Lisa Rinna's daughter. Here's what I have heard. Here's the real story here. I have friends here in New York and in LA who are on the Kardashian team. They work for the Kardashians. One of them works for Kris Jenner. And somebody who is also really in the know in the world of celebrity gossip and that kind of thing. I've been hearing from them for years that Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick never broke up, that they are still a couple, still madly in love, still raising kids together. And if you remember when Kris Jenner, when she said that they were ending Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and the problem with the show was something would happen in the world, but by the time the show rolled around, we already knew. So like when Kim Kardashian was robbed in Paris, it was months later that they acknowledged it on the show. And by then nobody cares.
Hmm.
So they've had to find a way to make people interested in them and interested in what's going on in their lives in real time. So this is according to friends of mine in the know, believe this, don't believe it. It's entirely up to you. But they say that Kourtney Kardashian, Scott Disick never broke up, still together. And the Kardashian reality show is what we're watching right now in Page Six, that she is not dating Travis Barker in real life. He is not dating Amelia Hamlin in real life, that this is the new Kardashian reality show, that it's happening in real time. It's happening. And what's going on behind the scenes, the real relationships, we're not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
That Travis Barker agreed to do this with them and Amelia Hamlin agreed to do this with them, and that this is all completely concocted by Kris Jenner, somebody who Lisa Rinna really respects and has and is trying to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that you make it like, you know, if you present it like that, that the Kardashians need to be relevant in the moment and being on an edited show that was taped 2 months earlier does not do that for them. This kind of makes sense. The fact that they are living out these false lives in front of us and in the media and in Page Six and in the Daily Mail, wherever they
Instagram
get written up
and wherever else.
Yeah, exactly. That all of this, this is the reality show.
And Travis Barker, I can see, wants publicity. So
yeah,
why not? You get to hook up with a hot chick and get your name in Page Six every single day and it's only going to help when your next album comes out. So,
well,
that makes sense.
But he's not really hooking up with her. They're old friends.
No, I'm saying they're hooking up in public.
In public, exactly.
Yeah, you get to kiss on somebody in public and grab her ass and do whatever to a hot chick, all while you're promoting your next album.
And the only reason why I think it might be true is because look how many celebrities, like, we didn't know Scarlett Johansson was pregnant. Suddenly she was like, Kyle and Joseph, like, we're pregnant. And then a week later, we have a baby. Mm-hmm. So if Scarlett Johansson can hide a pregnancy in New York City, by the way, for 9 months, you can hide anything in L.A. or New York. But these people are not hiding anything. They're letting us know when they're going to Disney World, mm-hmm. when they're going shopping. So they're tipping off the paparazzi. And that's the reality show.
Yeah, and the Daily Mail is all over it. Anytime anything comes out, that's all you see on the Daily Mail.
Right. So it's it really is a free reality show. Mm-hmm. They're being paid in
for
the way
you.
That. Yeah, right. Exactly. No, you're right.
Perfect for you because you follow it every second of the day.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. But no, they have a lot of fans who are. And I believe that Kim Kardashian truly is divorcing Kanye West. I don't think that's BS. But a lot of the other stuff that's going on, I think, is part of the reality show. The Khloe and Tristan back and forth. You know, all of this stuff really feels, if you think about it, this does feel like a really brilliant concoction mm-hmm. of Kris Jenner to keep her girls out there and keep them relevant. Look, I mean, suddenly, like, Kendall has a boyfriend and they're off in Italy together on a boat, and we get those pictures. I mean, if they're on a boat in the middle of, I don't know, wherever body of water they're in Italy, how do we know she's there if the paparazzi weren't tipped off, if that mm-hmm. wasn't part of their whole reality show narrative?
It's brilliant.
So, yeah, it's real. Look, if that's true, if these friends of mine who are allegedly in the know and have said that this is the new reality show, it really is genius mm-hmm. if you think about it, because they control the entire narrative. They control everything that happens. There's no producer. There's no editor deciding what their best moments are. It's all them. And the payment is they get to sell their products and stay famous and stay in the public eye. It's brilliant.
Love it. And it makes your head spin because you follow it all the time. So
right, exactly. Are you kidding? Scott Disick and this rando who Kourtney Kardashian used to date. This is like a lead story right now on Page Six. Like it's the death of Michael K. Williams. That's the biggest story. And then right underneath it are all these Kardashian and Scott Disick type stories.
Yeah, every single day. They make it every single day.
Every day. Yep.